The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
5:26, Mark and Paul checking in. 40 degrees out there, nicest morning of the week. And I just been watching a lot of the news stations, national news this morning. Everybody's crying the blues in the Northeast about getting snow and wind. I don't really feel sorry for you. We've been through far more of those winters here than you guys have up there. And guess what? It'll go away. It melts. Everything's fine. Christopher Cross announced yesterday he's coming to Billings. He's going to play the Pub Station on June 14th.
Huh. I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. He did. He got to be good buddies with the guys in America. They did a lot of shows together. And it'll be just the Christopher Cross show. Tickets go on sale Friday. All tickets are the same. They're all general admission, and it's on a Sunday, but...
What was his other song he did?
Ride Like the Wind.
That's it. Ride Like the Wind.
Also did the theme from Arthur, Best You Could Do.
I didn't see that, but I know you did.
Think of Laura.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, so that'll sell out. And that's one I might have to go to.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's our age, I think.
Oh. Oh, well, he could probably still sing then.
Yeah.
Needs a fancy name for it, for his tour. Like,
Oh, no, he's 74.
Is he?
Yeah.
Like, Our Paths Will Cross or something. The Our Paths Will Cross Tour or something like that. These guys always come up with names for their tours.
Right.
And, like they had a they had a snowplow naming contest in Chicago. And I think it's clever. One of the names that somebody submitted for the names of one of the snowplows was Abolish Ice. I thought that was clever.
It is clever. That's cute.
It was a clever name. Soon I Will Be Free. It's a big song.
It was.
Big song. A lot warmer today, 40 degrees, but we're not going to get much warmer than that. 43, 80% chance of rain today. Now, I know a lot of you don't want rain. A lot of you want snow. Yeah, you know, wouldn't we be better off with what they have back in the Northeast and canceling flights and all
that? You know, from what I'm seeing on TV, nobody in the Northeast is happy with what they're getting.
No. No, but here we want that. Nah, that's all bullcrap, folks. I don't know where they get their information, but rain will do us fine. 80% today. That'll help us out. You know, up in Marquette, they've had almost 200 inches of snow already. 200.
Is that pretty flat around there, or do they have ski hills?
You know, no, it's up by the lakes and all that.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never been there. My sister went to school there as a freshman. She got a scholarship there. And they warped her, and then she went to Germany and studied. But anyway, that's a different story. But yeah, they've had almost 200 inches of snow. They were at like 193 over the weekend, and they had more snow over the weekend. So that's a lot of snow.
That's a ton of snow.
Syracuse, New York, I think was second on the list, and they had they've had about 130 inches in Syracuse. They always get a lot of snow up there in Syracuse, New York.
Yeah.
Jake's in Buffalo, and he said, Dad, it snows every day here. but he said they do an unbelievable job of keeping the roads clear. They're suited for it. They're ready for
it.
They know how to do it.
Well, like you talk about when we're flying. You want to fly through places in the wintertime that are expecting snow because they've got the equipment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we'll take the rain.
Well, you might be working alone pretty soon, Farmer. I got this yesterday. Final notice. According to our records, the traffic violation associated with your account remains unresolved.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
In accordance with Montana Code, annotated, blah, 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 they're going to revoke my vehicle registration by tomorrow. Going to suspend my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
A referral of the outstanding debt to a collection agency with an additional fee up to 35%. And potential legal proceedings and adverse credit reporting.
Huh. Do they know how to fix it, though, for you?
Well, I've got a link here I can click on.
Oh, well, there.
Where I can avoid all these penalties and settle my payment immediately.
Wouldn't that be nice? Jeez. Scammers. If people put their creativity to work for them in a positive way like they do their criminality.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. coming into town today. Had to slam on the brakes by Don's car wash up there. There were three deer crossing the road there. And you know what you have to, once you get to Billings, once you get into Billings and you start getting into the heights from about the Holiday store to the city, you know what you have to watch for more than deer? Transients.
Yeah, you're right.
They are crossing the road everywhere all the time. Not at the lights.
Oh, no.
And I don't think your insurance will pay for that if you have a transient collision. But they're all over, and they cross the roads where there's no crosswalk or crosslight.
Wherever they feel like.
And it's dark.
Yeah. Well, and people are, you know, up in the heights there. They're doing 50.
Oh, yeah. There was one crossing right there by Applebee's going over towards the encampment that's down there below the hill by Metro Park. There was one crossing down by Pierce Packing, the old Pierce Packing plant up from there, walking over to the hotel that always gets hit by cars. There was another one. She was walking kind of down by where the old Wayland Tire used to be, where there's that apartment complex. She had a pizza box, and I thought, I didn't know you could get pizza at 4:40 in the morning.
Well, if you got that delivered, I'm impressed.
She had a big pizza box. I thought, man, she was smiling. I thought, man, where'd you get pizza this time of day? But you got to watch for them. Now that the new warming center has opened up there at 6 and 27th, there's a lot of them that cross there. A lot of them there.
You know, we've talked about that. I'm surprised more haven't been hit there because same thing. And during the day, people just anywhere along there wander across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at night, you know, they don't have flashing lights on them or anything, and got to watch them.
Saw a story on Color News last night. They've got free-range horses roaming neighborhoods in Missoula.
What happened to that place?
Boy, I don't know.
Folks, what happened to Missoula? What happened? Well, the university influence on the town happened.
Yeah. A feral horse herd of unknown size has roamed Missoula's Upper Miller Creek area for decades, likely descending from former rodeo stock.
Likely. Yeah, blame the guys in rodeo. Yeah, likely. That doesn't mean it did.
No.
Missoula. God, that place. Oh, well. Free country. Live how you want. Here's an article in today's paper about the high cost for poaching. And the group that did it, the group that did the study, based out of Missoula. And David Erickson from the Missoulian wrote this article. And he starts it with this. You might not know it, but your bank account is probably slimmer because of poachers who go out and illegally kill animals every year in the United States.
I cannot see how those are connected.
They did a five-year study in Missoula. And they said poaching costs taxpayers $1.4 billion in conservation costs or the amount that is lost when an animal is poached. Hey, why don't you do a study on people that came into the United States that are illegally here and how much that cost us?
I'd like to see that number. It's going to be bigger than this number.
Yeah, why don't you do a study on that? They won't. It's Missoula. When averaged out across all the states, it's estimated that every state, including Montana, loses $29 million in fines. Okay, how much does, you know what, see how dumb this study is? How much do we lose in fines every year from speeders?
Same thing. Now, yeah. do you want to start pulling over everybody that's doing 36 and
right.
a 35?
Right.
Because people lose their minds.
How much do we lose every year from speeders? What? How do they even get up in the morning in Missoula and look themselves in the mirror with these kind of dumb studies? How much did that study cost us?
Yeah.
You studied that for 5 years? 5 years? Losing out on money from fines, Montana's losing major revenue. What about speeding? What about underage smoking? What about that kind of stuff? How about this, Missoula? How about the fines we're losing from people who are not buying marijuana from a licensed recreational marijuana supplier? How much tax revenue? You see how dumb Missoula is? You could do all kinds of articles on that. Also, you know what? These hunters who go out and shoot and don't buy a license when they shot that animal, we're losing money for that. This sounds like a sixth grade paid study.
Guess what? If that's how you want to look at it, we've been losing money since people started hunting animals.
We have. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. How much money are we losing if people can't shoot straight? Just think of all the processing money we're losing.
And there's a bunch of you out there.
Think of all the money, Mark, we're losing from taxidermy, potential taxidermists, because you can't shoot straight. I mean, you see how dumb these are?
Yes.
Folks, these are dumb studies. Dumb studies. Dumb. How much money are we losing from kids who are not 21, who are smoking cigarettes, illegally breaking the law, buying these vaping products? How much? These are crazy. Crazy studies. How much money are we losing from shoplifting?
Oh, God. Far greater.
I mean, you see how dumb these studies are? These are so stupid. How much money are we wasting with FWP and other places like that? How much money? How much money are Americans losing, folks, now that the Democrats and the people that everyone in Missoula supports? How much money are we losing every day when the government is shut down?
Yeah.
Why don't you do articles on those then? I hate that kind of stuff. Those articles or those TV stories that they do to try to pull at your heartstrings or create some kind of fictitious idea like it's popular throughout the state and it's not.
Right.
How many people in Montana, folks, really, be honest, I don't care what ticket you vote on or how you grew up. How many of us get up every morning and our major concern is, I wonder how much money we're losing because there's poachers out there?
Nobody.
How many of us wake up every morning and it's a front page story? None of us. Now, a lot of us wake up every morning and we wonder how much money we're losing because maybe the high price of gas, taxes, inflationary costs, government shutdowns, things like that, loss of work. Yeah, a lot of us think of that, but not poaching, ever. Said no one ever.
Yeah.
No one ever.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at. Cold beer flowing and a jukebox.
The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Metro Park exit.
Crazy. You know what global warming never does? Shut down airports. Oh, yeah, global warming causing...
No.
No, it's not. Warm weather is better weather. For everyone, everywhere, it's better weather. It's better for life, better for activity, better for energy consumption. Warmer weather is always better. Global warming would not have cost our country hundreds of millions of dollars like it did the last 2 days in the Northeast because of winter shutdowns.
Yeah.
Do an article on that. Combine that. Boy... Combine that weather with the government shutdowns that the Democrats put in place 10 days ago. How would you like to be flying?
Oh.
No TSA pre-screen. No. How much does that cost us, Missoula? Put an article in the paper on. You see, poaching. Nobody wakes up in the morning thinking about how much poaching cost us. They canceled a lot of flights yesterday out of the East Coast, which has residual all across the country because a lot of the flights all originate from over there. Boston, New York, Philly, some of the major cities over there. No TSA screening anymore. That gives pre-approved individuals expedited ways to clear customs. No more. Democrats shut the government down. Do an article on that. Yesterday, 5,600 flights were canceled. That's a lot. 3,000 others were delayed. New York's John F. Kennedy Airport, LaGuardia Airport, they had the highest number of cancellations, followed in by Boston, New Jersey, Philly, Washington, places like that. You know, and even when the storm's gone, then it takes time for the airlines to get their planes and flight crews back to restore all the full schedules.
Right.
A lot of people will just cancel and not fly. How much did that cost us? See, global warming, if we'd have had global warming, we wouldn't have lost all those millions and millions of dollars. They already have 1,900 flights. flights canceled today. A lot of the public transportation in New York still is not running. So, and if you had a trip down to Mexico because of what happened after they killed the notorious drug leader down there, Nemesio Cervantes, and Mexico was a little bit on edge, the major carriers yesterday, including Aeromexico, Delta, United, American, and Air Canada, canceled their flights in and out of Puerto Vallarta, Guadalajara, and folks, you know, the flakes, when we go on our trips, we never go over there.
No.
We never go to Western Mexico.
No.
A lot of people like it because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's closer, and it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for. You know, you walk out in the ocean off the beach, and it's 7,000 feet deep.
There's that.
You know, right off the edge. But that's where the drug cartels are.
Yeah.
They're in Western Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the Yucatan Peninsula on the far eastern side, and you don't run into those problems. But people go over there because it's more affordable. I get it. Now, if one of your flights has been canceled, this has changed over the years about refunds, rescheduling, paying for hotels, all that kind of stuff. U.S. airlines are required to provide refunds for canceled flights. If they expect severe disruptions, they are also often given travelers a chance to postpone their trips by a few days without having to pay a fee. A lot of the carriers are offering rebooking options. JetBlue, Delta, American, United, Southwest, Alaska Airlines, Air Canada, and Air Mexico. Going online to look for an alternate route is also helpful. You know, this is a problem. If you're a senior citizen, or even like Mark and me and a lot of other people, we just aren't tech savvy enough to go into our phone while we're sitting on an airplane, log into an airline, look for flights, rebook,
right,
and all that. We're not accustomed to that. We're not used to that. We're used to the ticket agents at the counter. Bye-bye. 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 What part of bye-bye don't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
You could have worked there. You would have been good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Sorry. Bye-bye. But, a lot of people who are down there now, they're not really concerned about it. You stay at the resorts, you're fine.
Which is what I do anyway.
Yeah, you stay there. You don't go out into the city and bar hop till 2:30, 3 in the morning, and you're fine. But we never go to the western part of Mexico. Never do. And you have to use your head when you travel abroad. You just have to. That's all there is to it. Different country, different rules, different people, different culture.
Mm-hmm.
People get reckless when they're on vacations. But it's a little different world over there than it is in eastern Mexico. Oh, the people, the lingo is different. They talk a little different.
Is different, and the area is well-patrolled and taken care of, because they know what a cash cow it is.
It is.
All that American cash flowing in there.
Cancun and all up and through that area now, they just dwarf what Cabo does.
Yes.
Now. And, it's like Acapulco. Acapulco back in the 50s was the place to go.
That's right.
Frank Sinatra and all those guys, they always used to go to Acapulco. Well, Acapulco's a rough area now. But you know what's funny, too, about stuff like that is we have people, oh, God, I would never go there. But they'll go to Chicago.
I know.
They'll go to Chicago, walk around the streets of Chicago, and they shoot 60, 70, 80 people a weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
Kill 7, 8 to a dozen every weekend. And no problem. People aren't concerned about it. Go to Chicago. I love Chicago. Oh, I love their pizza. You walk on the streets of Chicago, you could get shot. But people, you have to use your head. Don't put yourself in that situation. And if you do, it's no one's fault but your own then.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror. Every time, I know I'm the fault of bad things that happened to Paul. It's me.
Mm-hmm.
I put myself in a situation, you know, hey, dumbass, you just planted wheat and it's a drought. You know, I know. That was me. I did it.
Now, if you're like Paul and I, the older you get, the less dumb things you do, but they still happen.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, So it's not a good, it's just a bad week to be traveling. Democrats shut the government down. All the flights canceled in the Northeast. Everything canceled out of Mexico because of the unrest. They shot the big drug lord down there and killed him. So it's just one of those weeks. And it's a busy time of year for people to go down there because it's February, popular month. Didn't really get an update from the big social media trial in L.A. yesterday, so there must not have been anything major that happened in that one. We kind of were following that a little bit for you. The big story, of course, is how much money we lose in fines if we don't catch poachers. Well, and you know, they have the big FIFA World Cup soccer competition taking place down in Mexico. And they're kind of worried about that and what it will do to the tourism and the people that come in for that. And a lot of people relying on that. Capital of Guadalajara will host a lot of the matches for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And people that live there are hoping on it. But he was the world's biggest fentanyl trafficker, responsible for killing thousands and thousands. Puerto Vallarta was the town that was hit the hardest by the cartel reprisals. This guy and his wife been taking trips to Puerto Vallarta since 2012, and they always felt safe there until now. And but that's just, we've known for 20 years about the western part of Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's just a little more iffy than the eastern side. And but it's cheaper. The deals are there. People can get there easier. So anyway, keep that in mind for well, and if you went there for years and you always told people it's not bad, we've gone there for years. Well, now you know what's there.
Mm-hmm.
They've always been there. They've the whole time you've been traveling there for the last 10 years. They have always been over there. They just obviously weren't exposed the way they are now, blowing up stuff, burning buses, setting everything on fire because their leader got killed. If folks, let's put it this way. If you went to Puerto Vallarta or Cabo in the last month or 2 months or 3 months, and well, we had a great time, believe me, that cartel leader that was just killed yesterday, he was still there.
Yeah.
All of those people were still there, roaming the streets, up and down the road. They were all still there where you were at. You just didn't experience what they could do like they did on Monday. So anyway, and some people worry about it and some people don't. No big breakthroughs in the Nancy Guthrie case, and every day that goes on, it hopes dim.
Yeah.
Over three weeks ago, January 31st, and today is, what, the 24th. Drops of her blood were found on the front porch, and that's about it. Got the camera, footage of the doorbell camera. That was about it, and nobody seems to know. Usually when you get reward money and it builds, somebody caves. They want money.
Pretty much everybody's got a price.
Yeah. They cleared everybody in the family. They've combed the area numerous times. They do DNA testing. They trace genealogy reports, all kinds of stuff. And nothing. 20,000 tips have been received. Nothing. But it's not good. You feel sorry for the family. They have no answers yet. No answers in this case. It's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one. And as the days go on, gets tougher and tougher and tougher. Got the State of the Union address tonight. First one for President Trump during this term. A lot of the sixth graders in Congress aren't going to show up.
I saw that.
These people are relentless.
Just not even reasonable.
They're not. I'm just so frustrated with them. You still have to respect our country, our nation, our process, our Constitution. You still have to, and they don't. They don't. Folks, I keep telling you, what would the country be like if they ran the country? If we were two different countries and they had their own.
Neon sign buzzing, lighting up the night. Huntley, Montana, under a sky so tight. Boots on the floor, dust in the air. The Blue Cat's calling, everybody's there. The Blue Cat Bar and Grill, that's where it's at. Cold beer flowing and a jukebox track. Laughter's loud and the stories spill. Life feels right at the Blue Cat Bar and Grill.
The Blue Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles past the Metro Park exit.
And ran it the way they want to run it. They'd be done in 5 years. They'd be done in 5 years. And so some are going to boycott. Some aren't going to be there. They're going to have a rally on the mall. And some people are going to do this. And some are going to wear certain colors and hold signs up and do all that trivial bull crap that you would expect a four-year-old to do. These are the people, folks, that run our nation.
Yeah.
These are all the people. I don't care who they are. These are all the people that have run you and I and everyone else in this country into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing. Look how these people act. I don't care what side of the ticket you want. They have all collectively over the last 50 years bankrupted our nation and bankrupted you. And you're too dumb to realize that you are paying way too much for government in all levels, state, city, county, national. And they bankrupted you with virtually hardly any chance of us ever getting out of our debt with $39 trillion or whatever it is in debt, plus another $250 trillion in unfunded liabilities down the road that we face. Look what all these people, Republicans, independents, look what they have all done to you now, but also your children.
Mm-hmm.
Your children, if you care about them. Some people don't. Some people don't. Now that you're out of high school, you're on your own. I'm going to worry about my own fat ass and not worry about you, you slug. Look what they've done. They've all done it to you. And so what are they doing? They're having their own little clique, their own little fight in Congress. They're acting like a bunch of damn four-year-olds, Wilson.
They are.
We're not going to show up. We'll show you. Yeah, You people, you couldn't run a business. You've made millions of dollars by milking it, and you have bankrupted us all. And you sit there, and I'm not going to show up for this meeting, and I'm not going to do this for that. And you're the one to put us in this troubled spot to start with.
Mm-hmm.
God, just makes me sick looking at them. Republicans never walked out on Obama. Republicans never walked out on Joe Biden, but these people will. Oh, yeah. They're going to take their ball and run. Good. Don't let the door hit you in your big ass on the way out. If that's how you feel, and people vote for them, continue to spend like a bunch of drunks and break me and my family and my children's future and screw it all up because you have no restraint whatsoever. None. Zero. No matter how good our economy does, folks, no matter how good it does, no matter what our GNP is, growth, low inflation, investment, no matter what, they break us. Everything they vote on, they break us. Baseline budgeting, that's got to go. Nobody ever brings it up. No. Automatic increases to everybody every single year. All those departments, they never stop it. Anywhere from 1 to 10% every year, built right in. They don't care. Break you. They don't care. They made theirs. Nobody deals with it. Nobody handles it. It's crazy. I won't be long for this world because time goes so fast, but I worry about my kids and my grandkids. And I know what I know what's coming down the road, folks. It always happens. None of you can do this. Look, all you got to do is read the Yellowstone County News every week, and in the back page, there's dozens and dozens of bankruptcies from individuals. If that had been our government, that should have been in their 50 years ago. They break us and they don't care. And they're going to walk out with their signs and everything. And they've shut the government down now because they don't like the fact that everybody in this country illegally, hey, Missoula, do this article, has cost us hundreds of billions of dollars out of your pocket that we've paid for all of them. They don't care. That's why they shut the government down. They don't give a rat's ass if they bankrupt you or your state or our country.
No.
They want those votes, and they will spend and continue to do it. And so they shut the government down because those people that they are relying on to put them in power are exiting the country, and they're being caught, and they're being expelled, and they don't want that. They don't care. Folks, I don't know how you can put it any more bluntly. They don't care about a bankrupt nation. They don't care at all. And you're the one that's going to pay the price. You will. They'll try to impeach the president again. They'll do all kinds of crap if they win the midterm. It's just crazy. You know, I see on this date in 1868, they impeached Andrew Johnson because he wanted to dismiss the Secretary of War and they didn't like it. In fact, the House, they got enough votes in the House to impeach him, but the Senate acquitted him. It's been going on since then. Balanced budgets. One thing about Montana, we got a balanced budget rule in our Constitution. We got to have a balanced budget.
Good rule.
Yeah. Why can't we do that nationally? It's crazy. Oh, and one more thing. None of my business, but I like to talk about things, about parenting, you know, this social media thing. And everybody can parent how you want to parent. Everybody can do things the way you want to do. They're your children. But I think a mistake is being made here. I was watching the news last night, and they showed the wrestling tournament going on. And I don't know where the young man was from. But after he won his match, he got down on his knees, and he proposed to his girlfriend. Yeah, at the wrestling match. And they interviewed him. And nice kid, handsome kid, got a promising future. And he said, yeah, we've been going out for almost 2 years now, which means they started when they were 14 probably, or 15. You see where I'm going with this. Yeah. Folks, I know people that are 30 that aren't ready for marriage yet.
You know a guy that's 63.
You know what? That's a very good point. You're making my point. You're making my point.
Exactly.
And it was celebrated, and great. Now, if they're engaged and they put off their wedding for 5 years until they go to school, they finish their education, folks, I firmly believe, and I may be wrong at this, and you can email and chew my ass, but I firmly believe that kids that are 17 and 18 years old aren't mature enough and seasoned enough yet to be able to make a rational decision on a lifetime commitment for a partner and accept the responsibility of what marriage brings at that point of their life. It's way different now than it was back in 1925 when most people were dead by 50. I'm just to that point. That's my personal opinion. Now, once again, it's their lives. It's his parents. They can be happy and they can celebrate and they can do whatever they want. I just don't think you are at 17 and 18 yet of sound mind and body while you are still in high school, mind you, to know what down the road what that is going to bring. They have no idea what that's going to bring.
No.
That's why in the state of Montana, I wish that they would raise the age of what you have to be to become legally married. I think it's still 16 now.
Wow.
I think that has to change to at least 18.
Right. I agree.
Because then you're an adult and you make your own decisions.
And even at 18, most of you don't know who you are or who you're going to be.
Right. But a lot can happen between the middle of your senior year and by the time you get out of college or get a degree. Or have been trained in a technical school. A lot can happen in that time frame.
Right.
So continue to date.
Yeah, you can still date and still love each other and be exclusive.
Right. Until you get to the point where you're financially stable, you can see the future, the doors have opened.
As a parent, that would be my suggestion.
Mine too.
You know, it's not going to be any different. You can still get married in 5 years.
Right. That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a free country. It's a different world. And if that's what kids in the middle of their senior years want to do in high school, then I guess it's available to them.
Right.
So that's a great point, though, Mark. You're still quite not ready at age 63.
I'm still just kind of easing into it.
I know it. I don't blame you.
Can't be tied down yet.
Take it slow, Mark. Take it slow.
6:15.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.